Moin and welcome. Hello and welcome. This podcast is for motivated people who want to improve their Luxembourgish vocabulary, listening skills, and fluency by listening to compelling content. I'm Anne, your dedicated host and the driving force behind Luxembourgish with Anne, with a true passion for teaching my mother tongue since 2012. In this dynamic podcast, I'll share with you interesting short vocabulary lessons and topic conversations from level A1 to B1, and together we will build a strong foundation of the language you need to speak with confidence about everyday life topics. I also share exclusive learning strategies and insights for the Spruchentest oral exam. So join me on this exciting Luxembourgish learning journey. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Moin and welcome to this neue episode. And today you will learn how to tell the time in Luxembourgish. Now, to tell the time in Luxembourgish requires you knowing three basic ingredients. First, you will need to know the numbers from 1 to 12, then the words for to and after, and the fractions quarter and half. Okay, so but before we start with today's episode, let us go through the numbers from 1 to 12, just to be sure that you master those numbers. Okay, so how would you say 1? Yes, this is een. 2 is zwee. And then we have drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn, elf, zwölf. Gut. Now, let's get started by asking someone what time is it. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Dann lass. So, what time is it? Is in Luxembourgish. Wie viel Uhr ist es? Let me repeat. Wie viel Uhr ist es? Or more natural, wie viel Uhr ist es? So, wie viel literally means how much or how many. And hour means time or clock. Okay, but that's the way we ask what time is it? Wie viel hour is it? To ask more politely, you could say, Entschuldigt, wie viel hour is it? Entschuldigt, wie viel hour is it? Entschuldigt means excuse me. And pronounce it entschuldigt with the T at the end because this is the formal form to ask the clock to someone you don't know. Okay, so entschuldigt, wie viel Uhr ist es? Or you can also say, wie viel Uhr ist es, wann ist Glift? Wie viel Uhr ist es, wann ist Glift? So wann ist Glift means please. Another phrase you might hear to ask the time is, wie spät ist es? Wie spät ist es? This is literally how late is it? Wie spät ist es? And to answer that question, you can say et ist 3 Uhr. Et ist 3 Uhr. It is 3 o'clock. Or if you like to say that it's 6 o'clock, how would you say this? Yes, this is et ist 6 Uhr. Et ist 6 Uhr. To say it is 10 minutes past 7, for example, you will say Et ist 10 ob 7. Literally, this is it is 10 past 7. 10 past 7, 10 ob 7. So the same as in English. You start with the minutes, then you add past, which is ob, and then you say the clock. Then let's repeat 10. It is 10 past 7. Et ist 10 ob 7. And here we don't add hours. So you just say Et ist 3 Uhr, Et ist 4 Uhr, Et ist 5 Uhr when it's the full time. Okay, but not when it's 10 past or quarter past or 20 past, for example. Okay. Now let's learn how to say that it is a quarter past. So to say a quarter past is in Luxembourgish Viertel ob. feyerel op. Let's repeat together so to practice your pronunciation. Feyerel op. Okay, so how would you say it is a quarter past seven? It is quarter past seven. Yes, this is et as feyerel op sieven. Et as feyerel op sieven. I think now it's the time to give you some hints to understand more natural spoken Luxembourgish. So here we have seen now to say it is et as. Et as are two words, but when spoken, they are pronounced as one. And you will hear native speakers saying das. Das. Okay, so let's practice. How would you say it's 5 o'clock? Yeah, this is das 5 Uhr. Das 5 Uhr. And the same is true for feyerel op. So native speaker would not say et as feyerel op sieven. They would say das feyerel op sieven. So feyerel op sounds also like one word. Feyerel op. Let's practice. Feyerel op. Feyerel op. Let's repeat the whole time. So it is 7:15. Das feyerel op sieven. Easy, isn't it? So. Dok feyerel is quarter, and so we have seen the quarter past feyerel op, and quarter to is feyerel vier. Feyerel vier, quarter to. So how would you say it's 7:45? Hopefully you've said et as feyerel vier sieven, and more natural, das feyerel vier sieven. Das feyerel vier sieven. Good. Now, to say it is 7:30 is a little bit different in Luxembourgish. The word for half is halver. Halver. Let's repeat. Halver. But we say it is half to the next hour in Luxembourgish. So to say it is 7:30, you would say et as 7:30. Et as 7:30. It is 7:30. Okay, so because we think this is half of the next hour which will come. And more natural, das 7:30. Das 7:30. You will have noticed that we only say hour when it is the full time. For example, it's 6 o'clock, et as 6 Uhr. But if you want to say it is 6:15, you would simply say et as feyerel op 6 and not feyerel op 6 Uhr. That doesn't sound very natural. Okay? Let us now look at the tricky grammar point when saying the time in Luxembourgish. You may know that the numbers 1, so een, and 2, zwei, and they change their form when followed by a noun. So the form they take depends on the gender of the noun that follows. Let me illustrate this with an example. So we say e jung, but eng durchter. And then we say zwei Jungen, but zwei durchteren. Why? Well, e jung, this is a masculine noun. And to say a daughter, so this is eng durchter, this is a feminine noun. And to say one or a for feminine nouns, we use eng. Okay, eng durchter, e jung. And for zwei, we have the same rule, that therefore we say zwei Jungen, because it's masculine. And then we have a feminine form for two, which is zwei, like schon zwei Durchteren. If you want to say, I have two daughters, schon zwei Durchteren. And I can reassure you that only for the numbers in, eng, zwei, zwei, where we have a feminine form for the numbers. Okay, as of three, it's always drei Jungen, drei Durchteren. Okay, now, knowing that hour is a feminine noun, how would you say it's 1 o'clock? Hopefully you've said das eng hour, das eng hour. And how would you say it's 2 o'clock? Yes, easy. Das 2 Uhr. Das 2 Uhr. And now, how would you say it's 1:30? Yes, this is das halve zwei. Das halve zwei. Have you got it? Yes? Okay, good. Let's continue. Imagine that you would like to ask someone at what time is. For example, at what time is the lunch break? Then you would say, wie viel Uhr ist die Mittagspause? So, at what time is in Luxembourgish, wie viel Uhr ist? Wie viel Uhr ist? Wie viel Uhr ist die Mittagspause? Wie viel Uhr ist der Film heute Abend, for example? Yes? Great. So, in answer to your questions, the other person may answer, die Mittagspause ist 12 Uhr, or just shortly, 12 Uhr. 12 Uhr at 12 o'clock. Yes? Great. Now, with this knowledge under your belt, you are ready to start mastering the nuances of Luxembourgish. So practice a little bit and don't be afraid to dive deeper into the language with us. And trust us, when you know the basics such as telling the time, dealing with everything else won't be too hard. So start your Luxembourgish learning today and master in just 8 weeks the basics of the language with our self-study online course A1 Foundation. You will find the link in the show notes below. But stay with me because I have a translation exercise for you. So I have here 3 sentences which I would like you to translate from English into Luxembourgish just to test if you have well understood today's episode. So, Satz end, sentence 1. How would you say, I go home at 1:30 p.m. Donc, 1:30 p.m. So, I go home is ich gehe heim. At 1:30 is 1:30. Okay. And in better Luxembourgish, we would say ich gehe 1:30 heim. Because here we have the verb heimgehen, which is a separable verb, and then the particle heim will come at the end. Doch ich gehe 1:30 heim. Satz 2, sentence 2. At what time does the movie start? So, hopefully you have said for at what time is wie viel Uhr, and does the movie start is fängt der Film un. Wie viel Uhr fängt der Film un? To start is in Luxembourgish aufhängen. Ja? And this is also a separable verb, therefore we put the un at the end. Satz 3, sentence 3. I take the bus at 11:30. Ich hole den Bus 11:30. I will add on another sentence. Satz 4, sentence 4. I have lunch at 2:15. So, I have lunch at 2:15 is ich esse 2:15 zu Mittag. Ich esse 2:15 zu Mittag. Great, well done. So, don't hesitate to listen again to this podcast so to master the to tell the time in Luxembourgish, but also to understand native speaker when they speak. Merci für den Lauschen. Thank you for listening. Und bis nächste Woche. Adieu.